Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Day Player and for Bob Surratt this morning. Every year on April 22nd, which is today, is Earth Day, marks the anniversary of the birth of the modern environmental movement in 1970. In a little history, Senator Gaylord Nelson, the junior senator from Wisconsin, had long been concerned about the environment in the United States. He then announced the idea for a teach-in on college campuses to the national media and persuaded Pete McCloskey, a conservative-minded Republican congressman, to serve as his co-chair. And they chose the 22nd because it's between spring break and final exams, so they could maximize student participation. Now, what are we doing in Chicago to mark this day and this weekend? Rosa Escarino, the interim superintendent and CEO of Chicago Park District, is joining us to tell us just that. Good morning to you.
Good morning, and happy Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day to you as well. So tomorrow, and I know it's going to be a little rainy today, but tomorrow is going to be a gorgeous day. You got to be loving this, because this is the big clean up the park day when it's 80 and sunny outside.
Absolutely. We couldn't be any more excited. We are getting ready to partner with our friends at the park. We will be at 85 parks across the city, cleaning all those parks. So yes, having wonderful weather is going to be key for us.
You know, I know this is a big deal, that where you can sign up and volunteer as a leader in some of these parks. But I mean, it's really about just getting out there and going to even your local park and, you know, grabbing a bag and some gloves and go cleaning it up, because it's kind of the time for spring cleaning, right?
It's not only spring cleaning, but, you know, we already have over 5,000 volunteers, and absolutely, the goal of being out there cleaning up our parks is, whether you sign up to volunteer at, you know, the different locations we're going to be at with the Friends of the Park, it is all about what you said, Dave. It's about getting out, going out to your local park, embracing your local parks. We are already out there regularly cleaning them, but it's about learning about the environment and the importance that these parks have on our environment. And Dave, I know that you probably know, but during the pandemic, our parks were the only place that people had as their place of respite and rest and relaxation and really to congregate. So they're so important to our environment and the clean air that we breathe. So it's a great teachable moment for our families and kids as well.
I know there's to maximize those volunteer efforts. If you want to do this and you don't know really what park you want to go to, there's four or five hub locations: Douglas Park, North Park Village Nature Center, McKinley Park, Ogden Park, and Harold Washington Park. So those are the places where you don't really, like Harold Washington, you don't need to register to show up to these events, but those parks do need a little bit more love, right?
Absolutely. And it's interesting that you bring up Harold Washington Park. You know, for the centennial birthday of Harold Washington, where we will be at that park, and we will be planting a tree on his behalf, as well as have an entire community out there helping to clean and plant flowers and you know, just add fiber to our beautiful parks. But we want the community to be out at any local park. But yes, absolutely, we have five hubs, if you will, but there's a total of 85 parks that will be out. And the goal here, again, is to embrace and to come together with, you know, Mother Nature, and ensure that we're all part of one big community. And it's about health and clean air and about embracing, you know, nature. And the Chicago Park District, you know, we have over 200,000 trees, and we work to either plant or over 3,000 trees a year. I mean, we have 2,000 acres of natural areas. And so there's beautiful places for families to come out and enjoy nature. But also importantly is to teach our kids to keep our parks clean and to be part of that local community that is nature.
You're also gearing up for a busy summer season, and I'm sure you're hiring now for all sorts of job opportunities, camps, lifeguards, endless opportunities here, right?
Absolutely. We have 2,000 opportunities, not only for camp counselors. You know, we actually at the Park District during the summer when kids are out of school, we have camps in the park. So we are hiring for camp leaders. We have about 600 open lifeguard positions, which, you know, we have a crew of about 1,000 lifeguards that provide life safety at 27 beaches and over 70 pools. These are really unique, wonderful opportunities for our young people and actually people of all ages to sign up for these opportunities and be in unique. These are unique summer jobs. They're not your regular, you know, you're going into an office or regular going in. You're right. Actually in many cases in very unique outdoor spaces, you know, pools and beaches. So these are really great opportunities. So yeah, we encourage kids to sign up, young and old. We welcome everyone.
Well, join the Chicago Park District and Friends of the Parks tomorrow, April 23rd, for a citywide parks and preserves cleanup. Community groups, park advisory councils, families, residents, all Chicagoans are encouraged to come out to their local parks to clean up and do their part celebrating Earth Day. Again, more than 80 parks are participating in this year's cleanups. Volunteers are encouraged to register. It's a limited supply of gloves and bags will be available. Visit www.earthdaychicago.org to sign up and volunteer. And again, all ages are welcome. Superintendent Escarino, thank you so much and happy Earth Day to you.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. My pleasure.